You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Y'all, this morning was a different kind of morning for me, and I'm so thankful that I have freed myself from the guilt of routine. You hear me? See, I had been sort of kind of feeling a way about not doing things in the exact order that I always do them. You know what I'm saying? Have you been like that before? Where if you don't do it the exact way you did it before and you got success doing it this way. So you think that's the only way. But I had to remember what I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, that he was shifting me, that he was doing a new thing, that I was skipping levels, et cetera, et cetera. Which means go back and read all the previous blog posts and listen to the podcast to see what he said to me about taking me higher and deeper at the same time. That's exactly what's been happening. It's like I'm a butterfly just morphing into this new phase, but my subconscious mind wants me to keep replaying how I did it before. My subconscious mind wants me to say, oh, you know, you got to do this, 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 and this in order to get that, and that. No, God said, I'm doing a new thing because you are hungry for more and you can't keep eating at the same level you've been eating at. I hope y'all ready for this because I am. Let's get straight into it. So today, y'all, I got ready first. What you mean by that, fun? I actually put clothes on this morning before I went into the prayer closet. Y'all know normally I just go straight to the prayer closet, but today I went to the prayer closet ready. That's a word right there, y'all. I went in ready. I went in dressed for prayer success. Now, mind you, I do have an appointment this morning, but the appointment, thank you, Jesus. God is using the appointment to reveal to me that he wants me to be ready when I come into his presence. And this morning I thanked him and I let him know I'm ready, Lord. I let him know how ready I was, how hungry I was for him. I'm telling y'all, I prayed on a whole different level this morning. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, as I was praying, be created for the kingdom, not the culture. I wrote it down and I kept moving because I was ready for what the Holy Spirit had next for me, because I knew he was about to just bring it to me real quick. It was going to be coming. And I was like, I'm ready, Holy Spirit. I'm ready for it. So before I jump into Acts 17 for our scriptural Bible study lesson, yesterday I learned through this class that I'm taking this discernment class, and I learned a new way to read the word of God. And I want to share it with you guys right quick, because, you know, when I learn something new, I want you to learn something new. And I tried it this morning. My goodness, y'all, it took me to another level. So what the instructor in this class told us to do was read the word of God in English, then pray the word of God in spirit. So like read a verse in English, then pray the verse in the spirit, you know, pray it in tongues. Y'all, you talking about a new thing. God did a new thing this morning, and I want y'all to try it too. I want you to try it too. I want you to read the verse in English, then pray the verse, the scriptural verse in the spirit. Y'all try that out. But let me tell y'all what I got from reading Acts that way. The new way, reading Acts chapter 17 that way. This is what stood out for me. Examine the scriptures. May we learn, know what things mean, and spend our time on nothing else but telling about God or hearing something new about God. God overlooks our time of ignorance and commands us to repent. Thank God for that. Ain't y'all glad that he overlook our time of ignorance? My God, I had a long time of ignorance, but I'm so thankful that I've repented for that time of ignorance. Okay, that's Acts 17:30. All of this came from Acts chapter 17. Everything I'm saying came from Acts 17. Look, not everyone will have the same level of thirst and hunger for the word that you have. Not everybody gonna be at the same level. And I heard the Holy Spirit tell me this as I was reading. He said, speak my word and those who want more will seek more. Like, don't you get caught up in what level they're on. Don't you get caught up in, are they getting it or not? You don't worry about that. Let the Holy Spirit handle that. Also, I got an appointed time has already been set for the day when God will judge the world in righteousness by Jesus, whom he appointed as the judge. Okay, so we need to repent because it's already a day set when the world gonna be judged. So you don't know what day it is. I don't know what day it is. But in order to be in alignment, just go ahead on and repent and get yourself together. Okay. Also, not everyone will believe. Everybody that you spread the word of the Lord to, spread the word of God to, share the message of Jesus to, not everyone will believe. And even some of them gonna ridicule you for your beliefs. But others will be eager to hear more. And just let the Holy Spirit handle that, like I said. Even in Acts chapter 17, y'all, we find the Jews discrediting Christianity by politicizing it. I ain't gonna even say a whole lot about that. You watch the news sometimes, so you already know we still dealing with the same stuff. It ain't nothing new under the sun, okay? Ain't nothing new under the sun. It is better to suffer for doing good, y'all. It's better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. It is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. How a person receives the word of God will determine the effect that the word has on them. How a person receives the word of God will determine the effect that the word has on them. God will not hide the truth from the one who honestly seeks him. I got that from the study notes in my Tony Evans Study Bible. We should all be like the Bereans, welcoming God's word with anticipation and regularly mining the word in order to be transformed by it through obedience. Basically, we all should be excited. You know how you used to get excited about the weekend when you was at your job that you didn't like? You might still be in that experience, but you remember how you, with anticipation, remember the things that you got excited for, like vacation, a bonus. What gets you excited? See, the Bereans in Acts chapter 17 were excited about learning more about God's word. They had anticipation. They were excited. They were like, I want to learn more. I want to learn more about this God you're talking about. And then they regularly mine the word. That means that they examine the scriptures. In Acts chapter 17, it says they received the word with eagerness and examined the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. So they got in that word daily, and then they were transformed by the word through their obedience. See, you can't just read the word and not do what it says. Also, I got this from Acts 17. There will always, and y'all know this to be true, there will always be people who love to debate theology and spirituality, but who are never willing to commit. They like to know about new ideas. Okay? They always want to be debating. Don't get into no debate with nobody like that. Okay? Because at the end of the day, God wants us to know him. We are not trying to be debating. There is nothing to debate. First of all, God wants us to know him. He wants us to know who he is. And I want y'all to check out this YouTube video that I learned about yesterday that helps us get to know exactly who God is. It's so amazing. I listened to it this morning as I was getting ready. I told y'all God was doing a new thing. I listened to who God is. Y'all, go to YouTube, check it out in the show notes, and listen to that video. It's 365 names of God. It is so amazing. Okay. Also, I learned as an evangelist of the word of God, we must all tailor our methods to meet our listeners where they are and take them where they need to be. Okay. So like you literally can't be talking about, you know, praying in tongues and the person don't even know about prayer, period. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know how to pray in their regular tongue, let alone praying in tongues, you know, with the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Like, you got to meet people where they are when you're evangelizing, when you're sharing the word of God. Don't just be, you know, like the newspaper. They write the newspaper on, a fifth grade level. So you got to be, not the Wall Street Journal, though, but just your regular papers. That's that old journalism part of me coming out, y'all. But you got to meet people where they are. You can't just be so far ahead and they're not going to get it. Okay. You got to meet people where they are. Paul had a method for that. And if you read in Acts chapter 17, you'll see how Paul differentiated between the Jews and the Gentiles, how he preached the word differently to the different audiences. Check this out. This right here. I love this. Not just love it, but this is like why everything happens. All of God's sovereign plans are designed to prompt people to seek him. That's from Acts 17:27. Everything that God allows is designed to prompt you to seek him. All the stuff you're going through is for you to seek him. Everything you're going through is for you to seek him. You're like, why is this happening to me? For you to seek him. Why my money funny? For you to seek him. Why am I stressed out? For you to seek him. All of God's sovereign plans are designed to prompt people to seek him. God exists outside of time and space, yet is closer to you than your own breath. See, y'all think God way up there. I know I used to think, especially when I was sinning, God was looking down on me. No. He was right there. He was right there in that moment with me. Ooh, y'all, I'm telling you, if I had known that, I probably would have stopped sooner. Since God is the sum total of all life, it is getting to know him intimately that you truly come to know who you are and what you were created to be. See, if you're walking around like, I don't know. You got to get to know him intimately to know who you are and what you were created to be. I also learned that idols, let me tell y'all what idols are. Any noun that you look to as your source. Any noun, person, place, or thing that you look to as your source, because God is the source. And if you look into something else as a source, that's an idol. And you need to repent for that. Idols misrepresent and diminish the glory of the living and true God. So don't be worshiping no idols. You know, people, celebrities, jobs, anything that you look to as your source. And finally, be faithful to make Jesus known. But y'all, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We got to be faithful to make Jesus known. We got to invite others to put their faith in him so that they can have eternal life. Okay? But like I said, you the messenger. You make Jesus known. You invite others to put their faith in him. Then leave the rest in God's hands. Because the Holy Spirit will work on their heart. Okay? I told y'all. Holy Spirit was straight flowing today. All right, y'all, that wraps up another episode. What are your assignments for today? Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, how's your appetite for the word of God? Are you hungry? Are you full? Or are you munching on everything but his word? Write it down and let me know. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.